Before you can solve a problem, you first have to name the problem. It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome, a podcast whose name tells you what it's all about. I'm Brady, it's Monday, April 8th, and names are a big discussion topic in Japan right now. That's thanks to a study that says if current trends continue, everyone there will eventually end up with the same name. Or at least the same surname. There are a lot of caveats with the findings of this study out of Tohoku University. For starters, this isn't projected to happen until the year 2531, so there's, you know, a little time before any of it would go down. The last name singularity also wouldn't happen if marriage rates in the country fell further. And the researchers had to point out that just because their study was released around April 1st, it wasn't an April Fool's Day prank. With all that in mind, here's what they found. They were looking at the effects of a part of Japan's civil code that requires married people to have the same last name. The couple can choose whose name to take, but they have to have the same name after marriage. Their simulation found that over the next five centuries, Japan's surnames would fall by the wayside one by one until just one was left, Sato. It's already the most common surname in the country, used by some 1.8 million people there. The technical term for this is the Galton-Watson process. In societies where newlyweds adopt each other's family names, over time, some of those names go extinct. The people who funded the research in Japan say that Satomania can be avoided if the country changes its law about names and marriage. If not, the researchers say Japan will need other ways to figure out which Sato is which, like having everyone go by their first names, or maybe even by numbers. You can learn more about the research into surnames in Japan at coolweirdawesome.com. We're going to take a short break, and then we'll talk about the thing that seemingly everyone is talking about today, so stick around. Welcome back. It's Eclipse Day. Maybe you're one of the many people traveling to one of the spots where the eclipse will be at its eclipsiest. If so, please do remember to be a good guest. In the town of Luna Pier, Michigan, some residents were apparently so concerned about eclipse tourists that the mayor said they asked him to stop the eclipse altogether. I'm Brady. He said, quote, "I do not have the authority to do that." Thanks for listening, and come back again tomorrow for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.
Another helpful Brady Carlson project.